jala mogaetso a re lebelle ja ka tlholekutlwa di eketseng tabe a bua gore lefapha la metsi le dikgwerekgwere ya le one le tsene mogaetso bile re lebelela jalo re bua ka water and sanitation department le one na le sengwe mogaetso mo re buang gore jalo minister of water and sanitation Gugile Nkwinti Mogaetso today outlined the department's plan for the 2018-2019 financial year during his budget vote presentation to the National Assembly. Before the budget vote presentation, Mogaetso Minister Nkwinti obile bila joined by the Deputy Minister, Ms. Pamela Chwete. Chwete Mogaetso briefed the members of the media on the priorities of the 2018-2019 financial year and the achievement of the previous year. Minister Ubuachana Kakudia Hawe.
Job shedding is happening, now remaining only 130 general workers to date. Security guards who looked after the 154 boreholes have left, leaving the boreholes exposed to theft and vandalism. Even local subcontractors are complaining about non-payments. Water supply is collapsing daily and the boreholes and their high-tech are broken and not repaired. Prospects of long-term projects like command and distribution reservoirs as well as household reticulation are skeptical, and many strikes are being realized every month. And communities are too disillusioned and are resorting to violence and vandalism. Now, this is what they recommend should be done by government. A turnaround plan to prioritize Nandoni pipeline and 35 megaliters command reservoir in order to increase water sourcing. Connecting the new bulk line into the existing village distribution reservoirs and household connections. Starting to fundraise for the 50 distribution reservoirs and household reticulation. Minimum approach to household reticulations in all villages in order to prevent further vandalism of the bulk lines, new and old. Safety of boreholes and package plants is important and must be budgeted. Well-coordinated, this is a very important one, well-coordinated multi-stakeholder, that is private, public and community involvement in fundraising for the last phases of the project. They actually volunteered to participate in fundraising themselves. Increased involvement of local people in subcontracting and employment. The 38 villages which are excluded from the intervention should also be considered. That's what the people have asked us to do. Just to remind the Honorable House, our constitution provides for, amongst other things, representative and participatory democracy. We dare not fail them. The outcome of these these induction sessions, therefore, have resulted in us actually having a deeper insight. Rather, the engagements have resulted in us having a deeper insight. We have developed a five-pillar strategy so that we can now deal with the we create a vision for both ourselves and the sector. We know that this will also will some aspects of it will be only fulfilled in the next medium-term strategic framework 2019-24. But of course, we have to start. We think we need to have a National Water Resources and Services Authority. We take the experience from Eskom, a National Water Resources and Services Regulator for South Africa. Now, once more, this is a point that emerged from the Portfolio Committee. The Honorable Faisal said, the department is a custodian of water, but it doesn't take advantage of that responsibility. A water resources and services value chain, a water resources and services master plan, and institutional rationalization organizational alignment. These are things that we've got a massive number of institutions that are involved in water, but there's no indication that these are actually, they are coordinated in a manner that will ensure that the intentions are achieved at least cost, as the chairperson of the portfolio would say.
The chairman of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation, co-parliamenting Lulu Johnson, also briefed parliament after the minister's budget vote. Johnson are Mokhaetsu committee, which comprises of different MPs from different political parties, have committed to support the work of the department and the minister. Abu Ajanaka Kodia Hawe.
Fellow South Africans, once again, that time of the year has come, and it will certainly go, but with a different budget of 15.6 billion rand, whose implementation shall surely not be as business as usual. We do so mindful of the challenges confronted by the Department of Water and Sanitation and its entities, Water Research Commission, Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, and the CMAs. Budget's sole purpose is to change the lives of our ordinary people for the better. Anyone who opposes such a budget is anti-people, anti-progress, and counter-revolutionary. We say all of this informed by our constitutional right, as enshrined in Section 27, Subsection 1b, that everyone has a right to have access to sufficient water. Indeed, water is life and sanitation is dignity. Chairperson, following the maiden State of the Nation address by President Cyril Ramaphosa, whose theme, Making Your Future Work Better, learning from Madiba. We sent our country abuzz with excitement, following Madiba's footsteps to build a better South Africa for all through a Tuma Mina voluntary call. Colin joins us to act as one in adhering to this call by saving water and report all leaks wherever they are found in the spirit of Tuma Mina. As a reminder to our hard-working officials and those whose mission is about running this once a pride department down, this vision of the Department of Water and Sanitation remains that of being a dynamic, a people-centered department, leading an effective management of the nation's water resource to meet the needs of the current and future generations, guided by the values of transparency, fulfilling a mandate in an ethical and open manner, of respecting each other and attending to the needs of our citizens. Excellence as leaders and innovators in the sector who get it right on time every time. And lastly, for everyone, as a caring employer who through teamwork serves South Africa's people. A message to you, Minister, is simple. Do not allow any further slump in this pride of our nation. As we are here to work with you in this trajectory towards a caring, innovative and ethical department that must allow respect for all. Fellow South Africans, as we commemorate the 30th anniversary of an embarrassing 10-0 defeat at Kudukono Valley, a defeat that apartheid armed forces, together with their erstwhile allies, the U.S. imperialists, will never forget for generations to come. The 35 engineers from Cuba, especially, are with us as at this hour as we of need more than ever before. This time around, in enhancing our capacity in the far-flung rural areas as true internationalists to bring about a better life to all in our country. This is where a number of our engineers wouldn't wish to go. The Cubans, once again, are here with us.
Mogaetsi o tsena dikgangkgolo tsa letsatsi a re koba go be ra bua jaanong.